what's your take on things right now?
There's frustration, obviously, within the city, within some of the residents, and some people are nervous and afraid, and rightfully so. When you see these things happening, and this isn't something that is an isolated incident, you know, we've had several here, and as of late. So no, it's not anything that obviously brings smiles. People are concerned, and as people are concerned, it's my job to make sure that the people in the community know that we're committed to doing everything that we possibly can, that we will not hold back in any way, shape, or form to making sure that the police have everything that they need to be successful and to try to curb or to stop some of these things from happening before that they do. The problem that we've got, again, is that when you're dealing with situations like this, it takes community help. It takes people in neighborhoods and people that are in those communities, in those areas, or part of those cliques or groups, per se, to step out. And that's where the problem lies, is getting people that are involved in different types of lifestyles that promote this type of living, to get those people to speak out. That's the problem that we've got. So
I know in talking to Lieutenant Klein one day, he said that a lot of times when a shooting has happened lately, the people that are involved, even the people that are shot, just won't even help.
That's the problem. And some of it, again, some of it's fear for retaliation, which I understand, but we can't make that next step. We can't get these problems solved. We can't begin to eradicate the problem until people begin to start to speak out and work with the police department. So we've just got to do a better message of letting people know that we have the hotlines that people can call in for Crime Stoppers, that they can give information out.
Tying off of that, and you mentioned it a little bit earlier, I mean, at this point, do you expect to see additional patrols? Do you want to see added patrols, added officers? Kind of, what do you want to see?
Well, I had a meeting with the police chief this afternoon, and that's up to him on what he feels that is needed. I think there's going to be, I know there's going to be extra added patrols in the short term for areas. I don't know how long that's going to continue, but he knows from the standpoint of the city council that whatever he needs, we're prepared to give it. He knows, and from that end of it, we're definitely confident that we'll make some moves in the right direction. The area again that we do have where we need the most help, though, is with community cooperation, with people reaching out to the police department. That's the area that we need to address the most. That's how we're really going to get these situations solved. But it's a tough day in Burlington today. It really is. It's just people are just ready to throw their hands up, and it's not the sky is falling. So I do want to send that message out that all is not lost, but we definitely need to show a higher level of concern. And I think we need to be a little bit more creative on ways that we try to attack this. And we're going to start thinking outside of the box a little bit more.